from a new perspective and some of them more obscure. To begin with, I decided to start with a perek that you're all familiar with, and I apologize that I did not. I should have brought it in English as well. I just took it for granted because it's so well known that I didn't need to bring the translation, and I apologize for that. But it is Tehillim Perek Chaf Zayin. It is the Tehillim 27. Tehillim 27. It is the chapter that we recognize from Elul. It is the chapter that we start saying on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we say it through Hoshana Rabbah, through Shmini Atzeret, and that is going to be one of our questions today. We're going to be asking why? What is the connection? Because if we were talking about a chapter of Tshuva, then perhaps we'd like a chapter like Tehillim Nun Aleph. Right, when Natan HaNavi comes to David after Bathsheba, and that whole chapter is asking for forgiveness. So it has to be more of a reason like this. Now, many of you are familiar with the famous Midrash that you have in source number one. The Midrash in Tehillim says, why do we read Mizmor Tehillim 27 on Rosh Hashanah? Because Ori Zeh Rosh Hashanah, everybody's familiar with this. And Yishi is Yom Kippur. So that Ori, light, is somehow connected to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, I would think Ori is more connected with Hanukkah. Right. What all of a sudden is Ori connected with Rosh Hashanah and Yishi is Yom Kippur? So that is one of the questions that we are going to deal with. The next question that we're going to deal with, you actually have on your sheet in source number four. On source number, by the way, you should have two sheets, one a staple group, which is what we're going to be using primarily now, and then a loose sheet, which we're going to use at the very end. So put that sheet away, which I'm going to come back to that. Okay? There are no more of the staple booklets. If anybody has them, there's a spare one here. There's one over here. Okay.
So you need more copies. You have to tell Matthew.
The single sheets are here. Pass them back. Okay.
How many copies do you need? Should I tell Matthew?
No, I think we're good. The source that you have in source number four is written by Revival Meltzer. Revival Meltzer lived from 1897 to 1973. He's a son of Rev Isher Zalman Meltzer. He's a brother of brother-in-law of Rev Aaron Cutler. Okay, so we understand who we're talking about. And he writes like this, source number four. Hashela hagdola hamitoreret b'havanato shel haperek. He says, the question that comes from reading this perek, im lefanenu mizmar echad, o shehan mizmar kefshi b'yadenu kolel shnei mizmorim shenitchabu yachad b'rutzot hazman. He says, if you look carefully at our chapter, it's not clear that it is actually one mizmar. Now, I've discovered this. As an academic, anytime there's something that doesn't come together, they just come along and say, well, it doesn't fit, they stuck it in, it came in later. It's very easy to solve problems that way by saying it doesn't belong. So here they come to our chapter, and they say it's not really one chapter, it's two. Now, take a look at the chapter. And perhaps probably we should have done that before we go any further. Let's read the chapter again. I know it's all familiar to all of you, but as I'm reading the chapter now, what you want to do is you want to take your pen and divide it into sections. You can divide it into as many sections as you would like. Okay? Let's take a look at it. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira Hashem Ma'ot Chayai Mimi Afchad. Okay, to David, Hashem is my light and my salvation, from who shall I be afraid? And we have also, please notice as we're reading it, the poetic repetitions of the sentences, the parallelisms. You'll also notice some rhyming schemes. If we have time at the end, we'll actually come back to look at the poetry. I'm not sure that we're going to have time. Bekarov olai merim lechol et b'sarai, tsarai ba'ayvai li heima kashlu v'nafalu. Okay? The poet is describing the enemies that are surrounding him. Im tachana lai machana lo yira libi. But even when they come to attack him, he is not afraid. Im takoma lai mochama b'zot ani boteach. And even if they come to me at war, I am secure. Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem. I have one question. Ota avakesh, that I repeat. Shifti b'veit Hashem kol yimei chayai, that I may sit in the house of God all the days of my life. Lachzot b'nom Hashem l'vaker b'hechalo, to see the eminence of God and visit in His home. Ki yitz b'neini b'suka b'yom ra'ah, on a horrible day He will hide me in His, under His protection. Yastireini b'seisa ohalo b'tzor yomameini, He will put me within His protection, and He will lift me up onto this rock. And I will be raised up against my enemies, and I will thank God, and I will sing out to Him. Shema Hashem koli ekra v'chaneni v'anei. And so Hashem, listen to my voice when I call out and answer me. Lecha amar libi vakshu panai et panecha Hashem avakesh. God, I am searching out for you. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. Al tatbi af avdecha azrati hayiti al tinsheni v'al ta'azveni Elohei yish'i. Don't hide your face from me. Come to save me. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me. Ki avivi mi azavuni v'Hashem yaspeni. Because my father and mother have left me, and Hashem has gathered me up. Horeini Hashem darkecha unacheni ba'och mishar leman shorai. Hashem, please lead me in your ways and help me go in your path. Al titneini b'nefesh sarai ki kamu b'yedei shecha v'yifach hamas. Don't give me into the hands of the enemies, because the false witnesses have come up against me. Lulehem manti l'ra'ot b'tuv Hashem b'eretz chayim. Kave el Hashem chazak v'yamis b'becha v'kave el Hashem. I hope that I will be able to reconnect with God, and I trust and hope in Him. Why would somebody think that these are two chapters that have been put together?
The first is very positive. He's very secure.
Okay, so first of all, that's right. At the very beginning of the chapter, you have somebody who is very secure. Secure in his relationship with God, secure in where he wants to be and what he wants to do. But in the second half of the chapter, what do you have?
The fear.
The fear. What's going to happen to me? Come save me. Listen to my pleas. Don't hide your face from me. Now, not only is it two separate ideas, but usually, for the most part, in Tehillim, which comes first?
That's right.
First fear and then...
Right. Usually, and that's what we're used to, first there's that fear, first there's a problem, and then there's that switch to, help me, and I have been saved. So that's like, you look at that, there's two problems. Problem number one is it's too difficult, and problem number two is that it seems to be reversed. Okay, so if you look at that, we were reading that in Revival Melton, source 4, he says maybe it is actually two mizmorim that are put together. Hakomodim, I'm in the middle of the second line, in source number 4, Hakomodim, o hakol tzrichim lahodot, ki yesh abdel misuyam b'chelek rishon, which he describes as psukim aleph tzavav, v'chelek hasheni psukim zayin tzuyodavet. Okay, those of you who made the division, that's where he makes the division. Aleph to Vav and Zayin to Yudalit. The division, according to Rav Feivel Melcher, is Aleph to Vav is the first group, and Zayin to Yudalit. And just as you said, Bechelek HaRishon, Mu'beh Hava'at Bitachon, in the first part we have this security, Ve'ilu Bechelek HaSheni, Mu'beh Kni'ot Kilav Bakasha. And the second half is filled with requests. Uvda ze hevia mefashim chadashim rabim lerov kan shnei mizmorim shonim. And that has brought the academics to take a look at this chapter and view it as two. So our first question we were going to deal with was, what was Rosh Hashanah? The connection to the Yamim Noreim. Our second question now is going to be, is this one mizmor or is this two? Now, and All right, let's start looking at this perek and see if we can answer these questions. Now, according to Rev Samet, he does stick with this division of two parts of the Mizmor, pretty much equal in length. And he says, not only is there that division that you noticed, he says there's another important division between the two sections. If you look carefully, you will notice that in the first section, how does the person address God?
Mine. First.
The David Hashem Ovi V'Yishi. Achat Sha'alti Me'et Hashem. He's talking to God in third person, what we call in Hebrew Nistar. He is not speaking directly to God. And then what happens when we switch to the next section? Paneini vaneini. Lecha amar libi bakshu panei. Okay, so all of a sudden you have a if you handed an essay like this to your English teacher, you know, you get back, this is, you know, switching tense, switching persons. Okay, so here you have a very, again, a clear division between the two sections. And the first section, which also is interesting, the first section, we said, describes complete trust in God. So therefore, we would expect that section to be in the first person. Okay? The second person, speaking to God directly. But it's not. In that section, the author is speaking to God b'nistar. Why? Why? Because sometimes when he feels he's so secure in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's so secure in what it is, he doesn't even feel a need to speak to God directly because he feels that presence. In the second section, he's searching somehow for this relationship, and therefore he calls out to God in the first person.
I have.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if there's a relation between the thing, the tefillah, that you have to have, you have to do hodayah and then bakasha. And the first part would be a declaration of emunah in Hashem, and the second part, but I have problems.
Right, it could be, I would accept that reason, but it seems to be also we have no explanation for that change either. We don't necessarily, usually we respect the, because this is really part of a larger section, it's not as a Shmoneh Esrei that has all the different parts to it. So it could be, but I think let's see if we can find some other explanations for this switch. Notice that in the first section, you have this idea, mimi ira, mimi echad, lo yira libi. Three times he says that he doesn't have to be afraid. And in the second part, which is really that I would call it almost the Hester Panim that he has in the second part, you have Al Taster Panecha, Al Titcheni, Al Tazveni, Al Titneni. You have it even more times than you had in the beginning. You have five times he's asking that for this protection. You will also notice another difference between the two sections is that in the first he's talking, what's the time? Avahover Atid. Hoveh. He's speaking the first section, it's mostly Hoveh. It's mostly now. I am not afraid now. I am good now. I am being in his now. In the second section, it seems to be future. It's also second section is future. This is what I want to happen. He refers to it, he's leading on that in order to go forward. Another difference that you have between the two sections is that who is doing the action in the first Aleph Tevav? It is completely God. It is completely from heaven to earth. Heaven is the one who's doing the action, and we wanted to do it. So what we call that, Milamala, Lamata, from heaven to earth. Hashem is the one who saves him. Hashem is the Savior, and man should be worthy of that. The only thing that he really does in that section is praise, right? Praise God for that. But in the second half, we have something completely different. In the second, it's milamata Milamala. Here the man is turning to God. Here he is asking God. Here he is searching for that missing panim that he has. Now, let's also look, though, at some of the words that repeat from the first half to the second half. In Pasuk Aleph, we have Hashem Ori V'Yish'i. What do we have in the second section?
Elokei
Yish'i in Pasuk Tet. In Pasuk Bet, we'd say Tzarai V'Oivai Li. In Pasuk Yud Bet, we say Al Titneni B'Nefesh Tzarai. Im Takum Alai Milchama in Pasuk Gimel parallels in Pasuk Yud Bet Im Takum. No, Ki Kamubi. Ki Kamubi, you want the same word. You see? Im Takum Alai Milchama Ki Kamubi Edei Sheker. Pasuk Dalet Achat Sha'alti Me'et Hashem Ota Avakesh. And in Pasuk Chet we have Et Panecha. And finally one more in Pasuk Hey we have Biyom Ra'ah Yastireini B'Seter Ohalo parallels Pasuk Tet Al Taster Panecha Mimeni. Okay, so you see, even though we're talking about different gufim, you know, directly or indirect, even though we're talking about Hove and Atid, even though we're talking is the initiator heaven or is the initiator earth, we still see that there is this word parallelism between the two sections. Also, just the first section begins with three descriptions of God. Hashem, Ori, Yish'i, Ma'oz, Chayai, and Chelek Bet starts with three requests. Shema, Chaneni, Ve'aneni. Okay? And each section also has, although he says he only has one major question, I'll come back to this in a minute, but both sections have one major question. In section one, what's the major question? Achat. Sha'alti me'et Hashem, he says that very clearly. Shifti b'beit Hashem, that is his first question. And in the second section, what would you say is the major question? Et panecha ani avakesh. In both sections, you have a repetition of seven languages. Okay? And for instance, in the first one we have seven different words for Beit Hashem. You have Shifti B'Beit, Lachzot B'Noam, Livaker B'Hechalo, Yitzpeneni B'Sukah, Yastireini B'Ohalo, Bitsur Yeromameini, then Ezbacha B'Ohalo. Just listen. It's and then we have in the second section Sheva Lishonot of Bakasha. Al taster, al tat, al titcheni, al tazveni, horeni derech, nacheni, and al titneni. What I'm just trying to show you is, remember one of the questions was that there's two different mizmorim that were put together. You see from the language parallelism here that this is not a coincidence of the ideas. Now, why? Now let's see if we can sort of get an answer to understanding the two different sections. Turn to source 5, please. Source 5 is a source from Rev Soloveitchik in his essay Mado Di Midod. V'na'anello Ulam gilui ze ala l'moshe b'yisurei nefesh ne'ana b'charadat ha'yitzur kesheh'umunta min ha'yotzar l'rega kat. Now listen. Lo re'i yom ha'zikaron k're'i yom ha'kipurim. Rosh Hashanah is not the same as Yom Kippur. Be'chad l'chodesh ha'shvi'i, on Rosh Hashanah, yosei ha'el likrat adam. Ha'melech God comes out to meet the people. Be'esor l'chodesh, but on the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur, Yotzei ha'adam likrat ha'el. Man comes to God. Be'etziah ha'pumbit shel ha'el likrat ha'klal ganusot ha'machut v'hadin. When God comes out to meet the people, that's judgment and that's God as king. Be'etziah ha'chashit shel ha'prat likrat ha'el. But when you as an individual come out to meet God on Yom Kippur, Hayoshev b'seker olyom b'tzel tafun sod ha tshuva. That's tshuva, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, when God is coming out, that's malchut. When you come as the individual, that's tshuva. Leprakim haKadosh Baruch Hu nir'el la'adam u'meir lo panav, b'ram la'anot tachupot la'el ha'mistaper. Va'az mitchanen ha'adam hareini na et kvodecha. Why would it be first? And this is going to answer two questions together here. The connection to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and why do we start with Bitachon? So according to Rav Soloveitchik, the reason we start with Bitachon is because on Rosh Hashanah we are coming out to approach God as Melech, and we're coming out as a group, and we're coming out all of us together, and He is coming to greet us, HaMelech Basadeh. Then comes Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, what comes then? The tshuva. And what comes with that tshuva?
Our fear.
Our fear. And therefore, the chapter begins first with that bitachon of Rosh Hashanah, and then it goes to that, wait a minute, here I am alone, standing before God, and please, al taster panecha, v'al ticheni, v'al ta'azveni, because of what has happened to me. And therefore, you have that distinction. So what happens here is so that if we have to say that theme, and this is what we're going to do, we're going to give a number of different themes to this chapter. We have to say then, based on what we're explaining now, theme number one really is that there are two different ways of coming before God, coming before Him with that bitachon, which is really respect, we represent Rosh Hashanah. And coming before Him with that fear, perhaps, of Yom Kippur. Let's look at another way of looking at this chapter. Another way of looking at this chapter is we're going to try to actually figure out when David HaMelech wrote this chapter. And in order to do that, let's look at source. Let's look at source 8. Source 8 is a pasuk from Devarim. Now listen to the words carefully. V'chara api bo b'yom ha'hu v'azavtim v'histarti panai mehem v'haya le'echol u'mitza'u ha'ra'ot rabot v'tzarot v'amar b'yom ha'hu halo. Al ki ein Elohai bekirbi umitzauni haraot haele. Va'anochi haster aster panai bayomahu al kol hara'a asher asa ki pana el Elohim acherim. Hashem says that on that day He is going to be mad and He is going to turn His face and terrible things will happen because the people said there is no God amongst us and I will turn my face on that day. And because you turned to other gods. Okay? This is a pasuk that we're familiar with from Purim, right? The source for Hester Panim. But now let's look at the pasuk carefully. V'chara api reminds us of, in our chapter, al tat bi'af. Okay? We have the same terminology in pasuk tet. Bayom hahu ve'azavtim. In pasuk tet we said al ta'azveni. Continuing, v'hastarti panai mehem. In pasuk tet we have al taser panecha. Okay, it's obvious that pasuk tet in Tehillim 27 is based on the pasuk in Dvarim. Continue, v'haya le'echol, as it says in Dvarim Lamed Aleph, is in Pasuk Bet, le'echol, that's right. And finally, of course, it says at the end of our Pasuk, Umitzauha ra'ot rabot vitzarot obviously connects to the idea of tzarai. Okay? So it's obvious that the, again, I should do that again? You want me to do that again?
Tet
is obviously based on source number 8,
on
the Pasuk in Devarim, right? You see the parallelisms very clearly. So what? Why is this important? This is important because of Pasuk Yudchet. Pasuk Yudchet tells us, why are these bad things going to happen to you? Why is there going to be Hetzachanim? Why? What causes it?
You leave God.
We call that sin. Okay? It's very clear that if you're feeling that distance, if you're feeling that God is not with you, there is a reason for that. And according to this Pasuk in Devarim, what is the reason for that? Because of the evil that he did. It could be that if man can't find God, it's because God does not want to be found. God is not looking for him. And a person who a minute earlier was so secure in his position in God's house, suddenly he asks himself, wait a minute, will God accept me as I am? And so he cries out, God, are you there? The relationship that man has with God is not one directional, but it is two directional, right? And that's the whole idea we have in Shir HaShirim, right? The doe comes and he knocks on the door. She gets out of bed, and by the time she's there, he's gone. Okay, so there are those times where God is knocking, God is looking, God is different, and that's what's being directed here. And that's the idea that he's calling out like a, you know, my parents have left me. He's calling out because he feels completely lost. Now, when did this happen? This whole idea of feeling this rejection. So if you look at source 10, and I brought it just because I thought it was of interest, the Midrash in Vayikra Rabbah on the words Bezot Yavo Aharon. What's Bezot in this? Now, obviously, in our chapter we have Bizot Aniboter. So the Midrash is picking up. That's why it's in Vayikra, all our chapter. And the Midrash is asking, what is the question? When did this chapter of the David Hashem Ori come? So Rabbi Eliezer says, when source 10, Bayam. What does that mean, Bayam? At Yamsuf. So he's saying this is not a chapter written by David, but this is rather a chapter written by Moshe at the Yamsuf or Bnei Yisrael, and he goes ahead and he gives a number of different proofs. If you look through the Psukim, how they connect to the Yamsuf. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, skip down. Don't go to that one. Go to the next one is Bet. We have Bet. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman says that. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says three lines from the bottom. When is this chapter written? Ba'plishtim. What would that be? When David is fighting with Goliath. Okay? There are no more, I'm sorry. And then if you look at the next one, if you turn the sheet over, you have Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He says, when did this happen? No. Be'amalekim, when David was in Siklag, and he went to get back the people who were taken into captivity by the Amalekim. Okay, so here in the Midrash, we have three different events. Two of them associated to David, one associated with Am Yisrael, but none of them really explain well what happened here. So let's take a look at another possibility. Look at source 11. Source 11, and I couldn't bring you the whole chapter in Shmuel Bet Perek Tedvav, the lack of space, so I picked out three psukim. But the three psukim that I picked out is talking about the merit of Avshalom, right? Vayignav Avshalom et Lev Anshei Yisrael. Okay? Remember, what did he do? He went out to the gates and he told the people there, he said, Ein lecham, you know, you have nothing to look for in the Melech, come and join me. What would that remind you of in our chapter? Kamu bi edei sheker. Okay, the Yam Suf or the Amalekim or Goliath really doesn't give us a feeling of an ed sheker. Avshalom standing at the gate saying to the people, you can't trust David, that's an age sheker. In addition to that, David is feeling distant. He wants to return to Hashem. He wants to return to Beit Hashem. He wants to go. At the very beginning of David's reign, where is the, and when he's fighting with Goliath, where is the Aron? Kiryat Yarim. It's not in Yerushalayim. It's only later on in his reign that the, he has brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim. So that when he says that he's going out and he's far away and he wants to go back to Beit Hashem, it's really only relevant later on in his Malchut. In addition to that, during the Meredith Avshalom, it's a very, very difficult time. We know that the people are, right? V'chol ha'art pasuk chav gimel. V'chol ha'art bochim kol gadol. V'chol ha'am ovrim, right? Everybody is very sad. Everybody, David doesn't really know how this is going to end up. David doesn't know what's going to be the end of Avshalom. And therefore, he says, V'yom ha'melech in pasuk chav hei, litzadok, ha'shevet o'an o'kim ha'ir imem tsechein b'nei Hashem v'shivani v'hir eti oto v'et nevehu. Maybe I'll get back to Yerushalayim, to Aron Hashem. He's not 100% sure. You'll know in the chapter. David in Tehillim never asks that God should destroy the enemy. Very careful. What does David ask?
That he
should be saved. Why shouldn't the enemy be destroyed if it's the Amalekim? If it's the, that's right. If it's his son, he would understand why he doesn't want to God to finally get rid of him. So what we have in this second half of the chapter is the galut, the hester panim, the distance from the house of Hashem, the edei sheker that is coming, and the safek, right? That doubt whether he's going to come back to Hashem is something that is related to the merit of Shalom. Now, David knows that the rebellion of Avshalom is coming as a punishment. He knows it's coming as a punishment. It's coming as a punishment of his sin with Bathsheba. The Navi had told him very clearly that that was going to happen. And that's what we see in Devarim. Hester Panim is coming as a result of the sin. But yes, even though he knows this and he accepts this, if you look at source number 7, it helps us to understand a little bit where David is. It's the Gemara in Brachot Daf Dalet. V'David ma kore l'napshe chasid. V'chtiv b'tihilim chavzayin, lulei hamanti l'v'ot v'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. Tana mashmed Rabbi Yossi, lama nikud alulei. You'll notice in your sidurim that there are dots on top of the word lulei. You didn't have it when I printed it up. Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, muvtach ani b'cha, shata mishlem skar tov tzadikim latid lavo. I trust in you that in the world to come, everything is going to work out and the tzaddikim will be rewarded. Aval eni yodea im yesh li chelek b'neihem olav. He says, but I don't know if I'm in that group. Shema yigrom hachet. David understood the seriousness of his sin, and he doesn't really know what is going to happen to him and what whether he is going to get back. So that's why he has that lack of security. But then look at source number 3. If you go to source number 3, you have again the Gemara in Brachot, but this time on Daf Lamed Bet. Abu Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, im ra'a adam shitpalel v'lo ne'eneh. If you see that you've prayed and you have not been answered, yachzor v'yitpalel, pray again. Why should you pray again? Shenemar, Kaveh el Hashem, Chazak v'yamitz libecha ve'kaveh el Hashem. It says it twice. That even if you're not answered the first time, you have to keep trying again. So that here, if we look at this as being a chapter that David wrote after, during the merit of Avshalom, now it becomes a chapter of not necessarily discussing the two relationships that man had with God, but it becomes a chapter discussing what happens when you sin, that sin is going to cause distance, but yet, even though there's distance, there's this the searching out, hoping that you will be able to fix it. Notice, by the way, and let me just, you know, put in a little commercial advertisement here. You will notice that where does he want to get back to in Pasuk Yud Gimel? The Beit Hashem. Where is this Beit Hashem? He wants to come back to Eretz HaChaim. Obviously, right, Eretz HaChaim is not the cemetery of Beit Shemesh, right? But here, Eretz HaChaim. Eretz HaChaim reminds us of, is supposed to be Eretz Yisrael. David is in Galut. That's why another proof that it is Merit of Shalom. But it's the idea of, it's not only to be saved from the enemies, but it's to be saved for the enemies in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where you can have that relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, 1 second. Okay, so that's theme number two. Theme number three. Theme number three is a different parallel that we need to look at. And this will also help us understand the connection to Rosh Hashanah. Source number 12 is Perek Lamed Gimel in Sefer Shmos, right where after the Chet HaEgel, Vayomer Moshe El Hashem, Re'eh Ata Omer Elai, Ha'el Ata Amazem, Va'ata Lo Hodatani Et Asher Tishlach Imi. Right? Moshe says to Hashem, you told me to take this nation up, but you haven't told me who is going to come with us. Vata amarta yedaticha b'shem v'gam matati chen b'inecha. Vata imna matati chen b'inecha, if I found favor in your eyes, hodieni na et drachecha, let me know your ways, ve'edacha, so I will know you, l'man imta chen b'inecha, ure'e ki amcha ha'goy hazeh. Vayomer, and Hashem says to him, panai yelchu v'chano silach. Hashem says, fine, I will be the one, not my malach, but I will come. And Moshe says, we should just know that we're not going with only with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubamei vaday evo ki matati chen beinecha ani ba'amcha. Halo b'lech tachi imanu, v'niflinu ani ba'amcha mikol am asher panei adama. This is how we will know that you have chosen us from all the other nations, is your relationship that you have with us. Vayom Hashem Moshe gam et hadavar hazeh asher dibarti aseh ki matzati chen ve'inai ve'edacha b'shem. Hashem says he agrees also to Moshe's request. So Moshe comes along again in Pasuk Yuched and he has another request. Vayomer hareini na et kvodecha, let me know your glory. Vayomer, and Hashem says, ani a'avir kol tuvi al panecha v'karati b'shem Hashem lefanecha v'chanoti et asher achon v'richamti et asher arachem. And Hashem says to him, I will pass before you all of my toes, al panecha, by your face, and you will call out in Shem Hashem, and I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. Vayomer, lo tuchal le'etzel panai ki lo yir'eini adam v'chai. Hashem says, you can't see my face, only the back. Vayom Hashem, hinei mokom iti v'nitzavta al hatzur. And Hashem puts Moshe Rabbeinu on a crack in the rock, and Hashem passes before Moshe and reveals to him the Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. Now, I only brought you a few of the psukim, but from the psukim I gave you, what words do you see from our chapter? So first of all, the one that drops out, that jumps out to you, is in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in our chapter, here it said, Horeini Hodieni na et drachecha, in Lamed Gimel Yud Gimel, Hodieni na et drachecha, is obviously Horeini Hashem darkecha. Okay, so that David HaMelech is making the same request as Moshe. Hala, what else? Where does David want to be lifted up onto? 1 second, we'll get to that in a second. Bitsur Yerom Remeini. He wants to go to Tsur. What Tsur? What Tsur does he want to go Bitsur Yerom Remeini? Here Hashem says to him, V'nitzavta al Hatsur. David HaMelech wants to repeat what Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi. What does David HaMelech ask? Lirot B'Tuv Hashem. Hala. He says, Chaneni Ve'aneni. Hashem says to him in Pasuk Yutet, V'chanoti et Asher Pachom. David HaMelech cries out, Et Panecha Hashem Avakesh, because Hashem had told Moshe in Pasuk Yudalid, Panai, lo, he says, Lo Yuchalet Panai, but he does say, Panai Yelchu, V'chanoti lach. Al Tat V'afav Decha, you don't have this, but as Moshe was praying, Moshe also says, Shuv mi charon apecha. How about the machaneh? You don't have it here also. I didn't bring you all the psukim. Machaneh, what's the connection to the machaneh? Remember, Moshe comes down right before the story, and he hears kol milchama b'machaneh. Right? He hears something going on over there in the machaneh. And you could finally perhaps say, this is not as clear, but I think it's definitely a connection. David HaMelech wants lachzot b'noam Hashem. Lachzot means to see. Okay? Chazon to see. What does he want to see? Hareini na et kvodecha. Show me. He has the same thing. So what I want to suggest here is that when David HaMelech writes this chapter in Tehillim, he is trying to recreate
the scene with Moshe.
Because what happened when Hashem finally came down and revealed himself to Moshe with the Yugimu Midot, what was he essentially giving to Moshe? With the revelation comes forgiveness. So that David HaMelech is looking for that revelation so he can have forgiveness. When we talk about Ori, light, what is the light?
Revelation.
Light is revelation. Because with the light comes the forgiveness. What? Yes, see the light. That's exactly where that concept comes from. And look at source number 13. Source number 13 is a Rashi in Pasuk Perek Lamed Gimel. Vishav El Hamachana. Everybody looking at the bottom of, on the bottom of page 4. Vishav El Hamachana. L'acher shenidaber imo, hayam Moshe shav El Hamachana, ulamed l'zakeinim ma shalamad. Right? Hashem would teach it to Moshe, then Moshe would teach it to the Zakenim. Now, here's the timetable. Sharei. B'shiv asar b'tamuz nishbaru haluchot. Right? Moshe comes down. That's when we did Chehe Egel. Moshe breaks the luchot. B'shmona asar sarat et ha'egel v'dan et ha'chotim. That's when you have the heavenly war there. U'b'tisha asar Allah. So the second time Moshe goes up to heaven, he's going up on the 18th day of Tammuz, Shenemar, the 19th. Vayhimi macharat, vayoma Moshe la'am. Asay sham arba'im ubikesh rachamim. He stayed up in heaven and was mevakesh rachamim, Shenemar, v'napel l'fnei Hashem. Uberosh chodesh elul ne'emar lo, va'alita ba'boker al har sinai l'kabel luchot ha'achronot. Moshe comes down, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. He goes back up for the third Rosh Chodesh Elul to get the second set of Luchot. Va'asah sham arba'im yom, and he was up there 40 days. Shenem arba'im, v'anochi amadati bahar kiyamim harishonim, ma harishonim baratzon, af ha'achronim baratzon. The second set of 40 days was similar to the first set of 40 days that Hashem accepted Moshe. And what was the proof that Hashem accepted him? The last day of those 40 days, which was Yom Kippur, which was when Moshe comes down with the second set of Luchot, that's when the story happened. This story of Moshe saying, let me see your ways, you can't see my face, you can only see my back, and Hashem reveals of Yud Gimel Midot, happens at the end of that 40-day, the third 40-day period. Which explains to us now why we say this chapter specifically during the time of beginning at Rosh Chodesh Elul and taking it to Yom Kippur, because we want, because when we're saying the chapter, it's not only a chapter of Tshuva. We said that's why you need chapter Nun Aleph. This is not about Tshuva. This is about recreating that position with Moshe of the forgiveness that Hashem gave them, of the coming down with the Luchot, of developing that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now you also understand the role of the Yud Gimel Midot plays in the Yom Kippur Slichot service. Now, count in the chapter how many times Shem Hashem appears. Let's do that. Okay? Ready. Le David, Hashem, Ori Vishim Yimira, Hashem, Maroz Chayam. Achasha'alti me'et, Hashem, Shifti Bevet, Hashem, Nachzot Benoam, Hashem, Ufakeh Bechalah. Ashira Bazamra, Hashem. Shema, Hashem, Kolia Parvachanenu Menenu. Lacham HaRishu Penecha, Hashem, Avakesh. Atzatepa Menev, Atzatepa Elohei Yishi. Ki Avi Vimi Yaduni, Vahashem Yasveni. Horeni Hashem Darkecha, Lulei Hamanti Lurot, Vitu Hashem, Kavei El Hashem, Chavet Menevecha, Vakavei El Shem Hashem appears 13 times. Why does Shem Hashem appear 13 times? It appears 13 times to remind you of the Midot. It's obvious that David here is trying to recreate this whole idea. Take it a step further. Let's take it a step further. What's happening with when Hashem gives Moshe the Yud Gimel Midot, we call that the Brit Shlosh Esrei. Why do we call it the Brit Shlosh Esrei? What is a Brit? A Brit is a covenant between two people. There have to be two sides. What happens when one group breaks its covenant? The other side is no longer be responsible. So if you want to start the Brit again, you have to be Mitchadesh. You have to be Mitchadesh the Brit. The first Brit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Am Yisrael is really the Brit Ben HaBitarim. The Brit Ben HaBitarim has many similarities to this meeting with Moshe. How does Avraham start the Brit Ben HaBitarim? What starts that whole thing? Moshe asks a question. Bameh Edah. Moshe starts here the question, Horeini Hashem Darkecha. In both stories, there's some sort of God presence passing before the individual who is there alone. In both situations, the person who God is passing before him is really a sort of passive participant. In Avram's case, he's sleeping, right? He's in the Tardema. And here Moshe is in this Nikrat Hatzur. And in both roles, again a little commercial, in both roles, Eretz Yisrael plays an important role, V'gam Dori Revi'i Yeshuvahena, and here too Hashem is taking them into Eretz Yisrael. So we have Brit HaBen HaBitarim that is being repeated here by Moshe. Why is Moshe repeating the Brit? Because it needs to be renewed. It needs to be now renewed, completed to continue in after the sin. And that really is the idea. If you look quickly at 14, 15, 14, 17, 18 on your sheets, 14 is Rosh Hashanah, when we have the meter Hashem, Hashem, Anihu Kodim Sheikhte Adam, Vanihu Lachar Sheikhte Adam. 16, let's skip 16. 17. V'chanoti et asher achon, af al pi she'enenu hagun. V'chamti et asher achem, af al pi she'enenu hagun. Okay, the idea is that even if Am Yisrael sins, and even if the individual sins, and even if we're not worthy, and even if there is that doubt, here what we have is a renewal of the brit. So it's not only a desire to return to God and to repeat the experience that Moshe Rabbeinu is having, what we really want to do is renew this brit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. And so that's exactly what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is all about, is rereading this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Who said that?
That's you?
It's my suggestion.
Yeah.
You see a lot, the relationship between the Horein Hashem Darkecha is one that a lot of people notice. Okay, and the 13 is also something that other people have picked up on. Which brings us really back to source number, let's start with 20 and then we'll go back to 19. Source number 20 is the Ramban in Devarim, where he really says what the theme here is really is what we would call Dveikut B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikut B'Kadosh Baruch Hu means once we have this brit, once we're renewing the brit, what is it that we want to have? We want to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Terach Aga. When I said I would mention this, it says in our chapter that he has Achat Sha'alti. One thing. Does he have one question in the chapter? No. There are a lot of questions, right? Afka tepenechi, afka azveni, chaneni vaneni. So how can he come along and say he has one question? It's one central theme. It's one central theme that repeats. And what does that mean? Yitachen shetichlol hadveika lomar shetia zocher Hashem vavato tamid. Source number 20, the Ramban. What does it mean to stick to God? It means that it's that constant awareness of God. And that your mind is constantly connected when you're going out on your way and when you're at home. And when you speak, you are speaking using the name of God. And your heart is really connected primarily to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and then he continues, you can read, you get the idea here. Rav Hirsch takes this and makes it a beautiful thing. Rav Hirsch says that if you look at, you don't have the Rav Hirsch, because it's not online, but if you look at the different places that David wants to be, Rav Hirsch explains that our goal is to take all of our activities and turn our activities into the Beit Hashem. It doesn't mean that you have to sit in the Beit Hashem, but it means, and that's what it means, Achat Sha'alti, that everything else that you're doing is you're taking the Kedusha and you're bringing it to other places as well. The last point that I wanted to make here is one that we've actually seen in the end of Malachi, and we're going to see it in many chapters of the Tehillim, that it happens to be that one of those questions that comes up over and over again is the Tzadik Varalo question, which you have in Source 19. In Source 19, the Malbim says, Kevan, b'masha ketuv be'eretz hachayim, he says Eretz HaChaim is not Eretz Yisrael as we've explained it, but it's Tzar ba'olam haba, olorota masha ketuv ki kamu bi edei sheker. What are these false witnesses? Heinu hadeot hachitzoniyot shenoldu b'libo al yedei sharat tzadik avei b'sidko. He says, people see the world, they see the world functions, and it causes them doubts in their hearts. And those doubts, that's the false witness. Shemizei yamdu tanot neged hashgacha, because people come up and say, well, there is no God, and he's not in control. Kamoshit ba'er b'sefer iyo. Ve'eid me'id al tanot elu haya David ba'atzmo and inoy umichuav, and this is David who went through all kinds of suffering. Rak al yedeha amuna beolam haba yitbatel kol atanot ha'elah. He understood that it's only in the future world that all of these ideas would become clear. Kitachat yutzrei tzadikim beolam hazeh be'eretz hachayim mishaneh yirshol olam haba. Because of the suffering that he has in this world, he will be saved in the next world. Ubezeh betalat ha'edut ha'sheker, and that's how we'll get rid of the eid sheker, and that's where it'll go. Unless and of course we mentioned this last week and just mentioned again quickly, this is not something that's unique to Malbim. When Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're going to come back to this theme, says Hodieni na et durachecha, source 15, Amar lefana ribono shalolam mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'ralo v'rasha v'tzadik v'tov lo v'yesh tzadik v'ralo v'yesh rasha v'tov lo v'yesh rasha shira. So that the Malbim is taking our chapter also to a point that David HaMelech is repeating as well. So then if we look at the chapter, we started with that question of what is the connection between Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur and our chapters when there are other chapters that talk about better about Shuvah. We said that first of all it's the idea of the different ways man relates to God. We said secondly that we understand that it's sin that caused the Hester Panim, and we hope that we can fix that. And then we have this idea of renewing the brief and recreating the revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. I think by looking at all these things, we can also understand clearly that it is not a two. That is not two Mizmorim that put together. It was obviously one as well. However, I found it, and the reason it's not, I found it late last night, and that's why it's not in your source book, but I wanted to bring it to you because I thought it was such a good picture. This is a source, and I wrote to you where it comes from. It comes from somebody named Yaakov Shapira on the Da'at website. And he says like this, he says, you know what, we're very used to looking at the Mikra in a very linear kind of way. He says, but not only can we look at Torah in a linear type of way, sometimes we have to look at Torah in a, he calls it ma'agali, in elliptical, in a circular way. And when he draws the circles this way, let's start with the outermost circles. So if you look at the outermost circles, ma'agal ha'chitzoni, ha'matchil u'mitsayem et ha'mizmar, hu ha'ma'agal shel psukim ha'kfulim. Okay, you'll notice they have that same, both of them have a repetition of ideas, and both of them, mitzad echad mimi echad, u'mitzad sheni, kave el Hashem. Okay? Then you come in a little further. Hamagal ha'pnimiyoter, the next inner circle, which is the psukim bet and gimel. Again, psukim yud bet and yud gimel, both of them deal with tzarai. You see, both of them have the tzarai, and both of them have the root lakum. Mm-hmm. Correct. Hamagal pnimi ojoter, coming in further into the center, zehakarov el hamarkaz haperek, both of them contain the bikush. Mitzad echad bekasha l'shevet b'beit Hashem b'hechalo b'sukato b'ohalo, and the totza'ah would then be winning the enemies. Mitzad sheni hasheifa l'ot et b'nei Hashem, the desire to see Hashem. So both of them have this request in order to somehow connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, if we work this way, it sort of gives us that what is that center pasuk? Shema Hashem kol yisra v'chaneni v'haneni. Listen Hashem. And that, because usually if we look at the parak, we usually think achasha'alti is the key sentence. We think, kaveh Hashem would be the key sentence. But by using the ma'agal approach to understanding the parak, it first of all shows us that it really is
one
unit. I mean, that's clear, and it also shows us that Shema Hashem Kol Li Ekra. And I think what is nice, by the way, if you notice, Pasuk Zayin has both the Nochach and the Nistar. Shema Hashem, and then he says Chonei Mi, and that's why it works as that bridge between the two halves.
Why do we continue after the climax of Yom Kippur?
I think the reason we continue is really because of the idea of Ki Yitzpenei Nebsuka, and the idea of our din is not really yet to come until then. Right, but it doesn't have that.
Why does he say
my parents have abandoned me? Okay. I see. Sometimes we'll actually go through each parak. Sometimes we'll go through each parak verse by verse, right. So if you remember the story, David had a very difficult upbringing. He was rejected by his family. Remember, Shmuel HaNavi comes to the family and says, he brings out the children, and it's none of them. And then, you know, Yishai stands there, and then he has to say to him, well, isn't there another child? And by the way, David was in his mid-20s when that story happened. Okay, that's the 20s. And any time that something happened, and, you know, but Lechem, every day was blamed on David. David had a very difficult child. And that's what it is. Right, so you can understand it that way.
Abused. Thank you. Fantastic.
One second. Should we have one second? If you have a few more minutes, if you want to, I said when we come back, let's look at some of the poetry.
Okay.
Let's look at some of the poetry. Which is also an unbelievable thing to think. To think that David HaMelech wrote this chapter when he was running. It's hard to understand that he would actually be able to include the 13 chapters. Maybe I don't know how that works. But let's look. So first of all, in the first pasuk, we have the parallel, the magbil, what we call it, the poetry. You have Hashem. The Yishi is parallel. Ori the Yishi parallels Maoz Chayai, Mimi Ira parallels. You have that, okay? And you could probably talk about the Ovidi Shi is spiritual Yira, Mimiyachad is physical, right? And you also obviously have the play on words. Ori is the play on word of Mimi Ira. See, it's got the same letters there. You're playing on those words. Ori, I'm just giving you a little of poetry here. Bekarov alai merim. Now, yes, I think you've got a rhyme here. Bekarov alai merim lechol es bisarai. Sarai v'oivai li. Bisari. But it's the li and the bisari. Li and bisari rhymes. Okay, if we go to the next pasuk again, we have the tibolet. Im. Pasuk was im. Alai. Machaneh. Milchama. That's the parallel. Okay, you also have the lo yirali bi compared to bezot ani boter. Okay, then you have the introductory question in pasuk dalid, and then you have here beit Hashem obviously parallels hechalo. This time we're going to work inward. Kol yimei chayai parallels with machzot. So the question is whether it's parallel or chiastic here. Okay? Pasukei. Ki yitzpe, again, you have the yitzpenei ni, yastirei ni, yiromamei ni. And the sukkah parallels the ohel. The yitzterei parallels the yitzpenei. Okay, by the way, in Pasuk Vav, you have another reference to Rosh Hashanah.
Roshi.
Not Roshi, but
the
Chetua. The Petra. Right, that's a parallel. And there I don't find any parallels or poetry. Let's see what else we find. Pasuk Chet. Again, you have that nature. Bakshu connects to Avakesh and Panai. Panecha. So you have again that structure of the outside versus the inside. You have in Pasuk Tet. You have three times. Al, al, al. And the word after the al always starts with the letter taf. Okay? So you have that repetition. And then you have tazveni. With again, you have the words there.
Al
tacheni. It's definitely a repetition of the ideas. And pasuk yud, you have avivi ni compared to Hashem, you're supposed to make that comparison, and as Avuni is compared to Yasteni, so sometimes it's the same thing, sometimes it's opposite. Right, Pasuk Yud Aleph, you have Horeini, it's supposed to match up with Nacheni, Darkecha matches up with Mishar, and that one is a parallel. And then, of course, in Pasuk Yud Dalid, you have the repetition of Kaveh El Hashem VeKaveh, the repetition, which goes back to our first Pasuk of the... this is the question. How David got the poem in there is it's true what you're saying. Also, the Avinu, even the words Avinu Malkeinu represent that dual relationship, as we said, the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur, the feeling close and feeling far.
I don't know
at the same time.
I think mine got, I don't believe it, I think I erased it.
Stop, you flipped the middle twice. Okay.